Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid the debate over standardized testing and student achievement, a group of New England schools is experimenting with different ways to gauge student learning. This school year is the last of a five-year-long experiment funded by the federal government to determine if new ways of testing might boost student achievement. The only Massachusetts schools in the experiment are Plymouth North and South High Schools, where students return to the classroom next week.
Okay, we have masonry where the kids learn how to do walkways and brick driveways, pavers. We use a lot of equipment because we do everything from woodworking to metalworking to masonry. I mean, we're all over the place in what we do.
Rick May teaches facilities management at Plymouth North. We visited in the waning days of the last school year, and his classroom was buzzing. The students had just built a stage for graduation, so the ceremony was held outside for the first time in decades.
We actually moved that stage that was built in here. We tore it down, loaded it on trucks, moved it to the football field, and assembled it in one day. And we were out of here by 2:30.
With projects like the stage, May says students become so involved, they don't realize they're acquiring skills.
They learned how to figure out the angles for the stair railings, everything. So everything had math involved. You know, I've had parents tell me that their kids learn more about math in here than they did in math class.
And that's exactly the point of this experiment, to determine if assessing students primarily through projects improves their engagement and leads to post-secondary school enrollment. Plymouth Superintendent Gary Maestas says ultimately they're working to help students identify their passions.
We wanted kids to have an experience where they actually are invested in what they do, that it's tangible. If you come in here after school, you'll see students, and this is both high schools, they want to be here till 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night.
The students can choose just about any topic for their area of study, from marketing to music to mini motorcycles, as is the case for 17-year-old Ethan Medhog.
Redid the motor, I'm going to paint it, and it's going to look like new when it's done.
Yeah? How long will that take you?
A couple weeks. I want to get it done.
Yeah.
I don't have to, but I want to.
The school helps students find projects in their areas of interest, but the students have to find a mentor in the community and complete a senior project demonstrating their mastery. Their projects are then graded by a panel of educators and outside experts. Plymouth North Principal Kathleen McSweeney says although only about 20% of the 1,200 Plymouth North students are involved in this experiment, she thinks every student should be.
When I was in school and the teacher was at the front of the classroom and the teacher would say, turn to page 34 and we're going to do problems 1 through 5, we weren't perhaps as engaged as we should be. Now you have a teacher in front of you that will say something like, we're going to build a golf course, or we're going to build a stage.
This experiment is part of the Federal Education Department's Investing in Innovation, or I3 program. The New England schools received $5 million in grants to test ways to close the achievement gaps and increase high school graduation rates. Plymouth's graduation rate is up slightly from where it was 4 years ago, but post-secondary school enrollment is down, something shown in many of the other schools involved in this program. Standardized tests show that in the years since the I3 program began, the percentage of Plymouth North students proficient in math increased by more than 10%. Principal McSweeney says although standardized testing wouldn't change even if project-based testing is eventually adopted, what's happening in her classrooms cannot be measured.
Because everything is quick, 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 and instant gratification, I'd like to look at the balance of hard work. There is a reward in the journey and in the process as much as there is a reward in the end result.
McSweeney hopes that the end result of this experiment will be that eventually all students will have to demonstrate their knowledge in order to graduate.